Yeah, I think anytime you lose to a team, the year before, the way we lost to Colgate, that's got to charge your batteries a little bit as a competitor. You know, we didn't talk about it, but I think our guys talked about it and got themselves ready. You know, I'm just proud of our effort, especially defensively. You know, in the first half especially, we did a good job of focusing on the things that we talked about focusing on. I just thought we had really good energy and a really good level of toughness in what we were trying to do defensively, and it, you know, led to some real positive things offensively.
Absolutely. My next question was about defense, actually. So a little bit slow coming out of the halftime break defensively.
Yeah, the start of the second half, they kind of went with Nelly Cummings kind of featuring him on ball screens, and we struggled with that. You know, they're good players. They have good players. So, you know, you're not going to hold them to 28% again. You know, you just hope it's not 59, yeah. You know. But I thought they made some adjustments and tried to attack us with their strength, and that's Nelly Cummings in the middle of the floor. And then they kind of went to some side ball screen stuff, and I thought that gave us some problems.
Absolutely, and I think Malcolm especially did really well.
Yeah.
Quite a few rebounds there, some blocks.
Yep, he had 9 rebounds today. Oh my goodness, I didn't even see that. That was so. It's funny because I grabbed him today after our meal, you know, and I just said, you know, I believe in you. You know, you've been struggling, you know, but I think it's coming, and it couldn't have come at a better time. I thought he really impacted the game.
Absolutely. And, you know, offensively, a little bit of struggles in the paint. Only, you know, 4 shots were made successfully inside the paint. What needs to change there to?
You know, and I didn't see that, you know. But I do think, you know, their length and size, you know, outside of Suk, you know, Suk was someone that was able to make some shots at the rim. But at times, you know, their length and size with our guards, we can struggle with that at times.
Yeah, absolutely. Suk and McCoy led in points. Who else do you think can put up those numbers for this team?
Well, I think, you know, I also think we have some guys. Walter White's a guy that averages double figures. He had 10 tonight. You know, those three are kind of our big scorers. But at any game, Jonas Harper can hurt you. And then we got some, you know, Ethan Watts and, you know, some guys off the bench, CJ, you know, you have some guys that can score the ball, Anthony Morales. And, you know, I don't worry so much about scoring it. As long as we're getting good shots, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to – really the big thing is trying to play with a flow and with a pace that kind of makes us hard to guard as a team, as opposed to just trying to, you know, make sure – you know, our top guys are scoring. I think within the offense, those guys kind of find their shots. But as long as the pace and the rhythm is good, you know, I feel pretty good about those guys being able to do what they've been able to do so far.
Absolutely. And finally, you know, going forward, the big Patriot League matchup, what's the plan for staying competitive in there with all those teams?
Yeah, I just think, you know, one is that, you know, you're really trying to do this, you know, obviously it's like a cliche, but you're just trying to go one day at a time, one practice at a time, one game at a time. You're trying not to allow losses or wins to kind of deter your mindset and what you're trying to achieve, because it's really all about, you know, can you get better? You know, can you improve? I think in the last couple of weeks, we've improved a ton, and we just want to keep working towards improving. I think, you know, we talked about tonight, you know, the guys being smart socially and making sure they're using the day off and then coming back on Sunday ready to practice, getting ready for a rivalry game on Monday, you know, and great programs, they handled success well. And it's like, can you handle success? You know, can you handle defeat? You know, can you keep learning and growing? That's the key to having continued success.
Awesome. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.